In 2016, Council agreed it was really important that we recognise Australia's traditional owners at our major events. And so I would like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. It's great to see you all here. Welcome. I'm delighted we've got almost 450 delegates here at the summit. And so I welcome all the members, presenters, and our special guests. We have 22 people here from overseas, coming from Hong Kong, Ireland, New Zealand, Malaysia, Singapore, the United Kingdom, the USA. We're also really pleased that we have the President of the International Actuarial Association, the President of the South African Society, the President of the New Zealand Society, and a representative from the Casualty Actuarial Society. So welcome to you. This is a brief opportunity for me to talk about some of the things that I'm going to be focusing on, or have been, and are continuing to focus on this year with Council. I'd like to try and link those with the theme of the conference, Think Differently. As many of you will know, my career has been focused on recruitment of actuarial professionals. That's not very typical for a president of this institute. In fact, when I was in China recently, somebody asked me whether I was the first recruiter to be president of an actuarial institute, and I think I probably am, to be honest. Now, maybe that's a reflection of the way things have changed for our profession, because I don't think it would have happened 20 years ago. So my experience has meant that I focus on people first rather than numbers. And so I've talked a lot in the past about the importance of broad skills, how to influence, communication, leadership, working collaboratively. In my experience, when clients come looking for actuaries, they typically take our technical expertise for granted. And they're interested in people who can also bring a broader understanding of the business environment, can communicate with others, and work in teams. Having said that, whilst I'm obviously particularly keen to help actuaries develop interpersonally, it's also important to recognise that we need to maintain the brand that we have for technical excellence. Whilst I've been going around meeting members in Australia and overseas, I have reflected on the fact that many members who work in smaller areas and not in the major financial centres have had to find new ways of promoting themselves and developing their skills in a wide range of different ways because there are fewer traditional roles. They have been forced to think differently because they want to operate in different markets. You've probably heard me talking about diversity this year, and that really sums up thinking differently. So we're encouraging diversity on our committees, in our panels of speakers at the conferences, and I know that the committee here have worked particularly hard to make sure we do have a diverse range of speakers, and also in the leadership of our profession, because I think we'll be more successful and have a better chance of ensuring our relevance in the future. 55% of our members are under age 34. 38% speak an Asian language. And in fact, 58% of our students speak an Asian language. 33% of our members are female. 2% of our fellows work in data analytics. And 11% of our students work in data analytics. So our profession is changing, and it is already diverse. And we need to take advantage of the existing diversity and strength within our profession and also celebrate it. So I have been particularly keen that we have engagement with our younger members. They are the future of our profession. They understand the potential that new technologies bring, how communication happens online. Dave and I in China this last week became members of WeChat, which is how everybody in China communicates. It's something we're going to have to learn about if we're going to be able to engage with our members there. So our young members have got lots of ideas, energy and enthusiasm. We held our first Young Actuaries Conference last week, which I understand was very successful. It was oversubscribed, so I'm particularly hopeful for the future. In our current review of education, we have been trying to think differently about how we deliver education, the business model and the mode of delivery. So will online platforms enable us to educate more effectively? How can we remain competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing environment? Having mentioned our brand of technical expertise, it is important, and we're committed to maintaining standards of qualification and ensuring that we continue to have global recognition for our qualification. But we're also keen to offer an improved student experience with the objective of developing actuaries who are flexible in their thinking, adaptable, and fully equipped to contribute to the future. I believe that as a profession we need to maintain our outward focus in the different areas of practice we work in, making sure that we're monitoring overseas developments, looking at new techniques and technology. There are many social changes ahead in Australia and more widely, and as a profession we can make a contribution if we want to. So I hope I'll have the opportunity to talk about many of these things with you this 2 days, and I'd like to hear all your ideas about how we should be thinking differently. So please come and meet me and also some of the councillors that we have here. So John Evans, who will be president next year, and Nicolette Rubenstein, who's president the following year. And we also have Bill Constantinides, and of course David Bell, our CEO, is here, and he's making a huge contribution to our strategy and public policy. So we'd all love to hear from you. So now I will move on. And on behalf of the Institute, I'd like to acknowledge and thank our silver sponsors. RGA. I'm just looking for their logo. Oh, here we go. RGA, Munich Re, Pacific Life Re, and Willis Towers Watson. And thank them for their support of the summit. I'd also like to thank our bronze sponsors, SKL, Genry, and Talent Insights. Thank you all for your support. We'd like to acknowledge and thank our supporting partner, the Insurance Council Australia. Okay, if you haven't downloaded the app, please do so. You can get it on Android or Apple. I'm sure they can help you at the desk if you haven't been able to do it. You can also follow the summit on Twitter and keep up to date with what's happening. And there are the details. Thank you to all our plenary and concurrent session presenters for their work and preparation and commitment to bringing their ideas to the forum.